Reformed Church.
You know, I keep getting like just the word in my mind just on distractions, you know. And, you know, there's just, you know, today, several times throughout the day, I was thinking about something like, one time I even told the Lord, I'm like, Lord, like, man, like, what is going on with people? You know, just so much stuff, you know, things that happen throughout your day, things that people may say to you, things that people do against you, things that might be happening, stuff going on in your family. I just got a call day before yesterday or something like that, and then again today from a family member, just they're going through a thing with sickness and stuff. So, you know, definitely, you know, encouraging them, but there's just so much stuff going on, and you know what, there's it's just an awesome thing to just to tell the Lord, you know what, Lord, I came to you because I couldn't and I needed to be saved. And there is no way that I'm going to try to just deal with things, deal with, you know what, sometimes it's not even just one thing. Sometimes it's a culmination of all these little things that pile up into this big, apparently to you, right? If you look at it with just carnal eyes, pile up to be this big mountain. But, you know, the awesome thing is to just not, you know, it's not worth the try. It's not worth the effort to just make an attempt to try to deal with stuff. But to just really just tell the Lord, you know what, Lord, I needed you to be my Savior. I still need for you to continue to keep me, to take care of me, to, you know, like a little child needs his mom or dad, you know, I need my Heavenly Father to care for me and to watch over me and to empower me in everything so that it's him doing it and it's not me doing it. And you know, sometimes you can look at, you know, the lives of little children and even more so even infants, right? Like if you look at little Evely, right, our granddaughter, she, you know, she worries about nothing. You know, she just, it's what she has in her hand. She just wants stuff. But it's a cool thing to just be that way in our hearts and in our minds, just with an inclination and a dependency on the Lord for everything. And just, you know what, I don't even know how many times throughout the day today, I was just like, thank you, Lord, that you're the one that empowers me to do these things, that you're the one that's given me the words for this and for that. And being able to, you know, there is something that happens. I'll tell you just real quick with this. There is something that happens in the world, and that is that everything that's happening to you at that present time is the biggest deal ever. And you know, people have a tendency to forget the things that happened yesterday, the day before, right? Whatever it is that they're dealing with today and whatever can be upsetting them today or stressing them out today or whatever the thing is today, that seems to be the big mountain of a thing. But that's why, you know, it's cool to remember, Lord, you know, you ask me always because of your care for me to acknowledge you in all of my ways every day, to meditate on your word day and night so that I can have your word present in my mind. And ultimately, you know, everything that he wants us to do is just wrapped up in just a few words that's just, you know, have faith in God. You know, have faith in God. And actually, I see a little bit of a link with this, so I'm going to read this last thing to you, and then we can stop. But the second thing that I wanted to show you, but I really think it is related, I didn't realize that until now. I was looking at Mark 11, and this is actually linked to a dream that I had last night, where I'm talking to this man, and he was part of what I could, what I assumed kind of in my dream was a pretty large church. So I was talking to the man, and I said to him, you know, you all that you have to do, and I don't remember all the exact words, because you know how to, sometimes in a dream you remember things very vividly and sometimes it's not that vivid, but I remember just telling him, you know, that I don't know if he was saying it or I was saying it, the verses in Mark 11, verse number 24, therefore I say to you, that wasn't the part that was said, it was kind of more this last part, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. But when he was, I think he was saying it, and when he got to the part of believe that you receive them, I said believe, right? I made an emphasis to him on believe. And the impression that he gave me is like, yeah, like we're not about like talking about faith here. And it shocked me a little bit. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we're in a church. What do you mean you don't, it's not about faith? And then I'm like, you guys are not all about just faith in Jesus? And I don't remember what his response to me was. But then I remember in the morning, just I woke up with that thing in my mind. And then I couldn't remember if it was Mark 11 or not. I thought it was Mark 4 initially. And then I turned, that looked a little bit, and I saw it was Mark 11. But it's really cool just to share with you. Mark 11, 22, he says that it is about just having faith in God, right? Obviously, we understand that it's through Jesus Christ, right? You can't know God without knowing the Lord. So he says first that it is about faith in him, right? And then he goes on to say that, you know, you could, in verse number 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. And then in verse 24, he said, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. But the interesting thing there is that none of that can you believe. You cannot believe, really, that you're going to speak to a demon and the demon's going to flee just because it says it there, right? In other words, you're going to, you believe, right? You believe that you can do that because of your faith in Christ. In other words, he is your surety that you can speak to a demon and he'll flee. He is your surety that if you ask, you'll receive, right? He is the surety of that. So of course, yes, all of these things are true, but we can't focus on, which is the way it was coming across in the dream, that it's just about, you know, kind of, it's just saying it and it happens, saying it and it happens, but that it is all about Jesus. So I just, you know, just a reminder, you know, that how good it is, and very, very small things. Really, honestly, it really doesn't matter. Everything is small to the Lord anyway. So whether you think it's small or big, but just to continually have that thing in your mind that, Lord, you know, I couldn't. I needed you before. I still need you the exact same way now. I have you now. So you're not having a search for him, right? You already have him. So while you have him, then we can just live in that, right? And enjoy the things that we have so that we don't have to live. We don't have to live like we don't have him, but we can live in reality, right? What we have in the Lord and in every little thing, right? Doesn't matter what it is, no matter how small, no big. And then obviously then distractions, which is where we started, right? Nothing really has to be a distraction, right? You're constantly just distracted with him, period, right? And that's it.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformedchurch.com.